Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I want to welcome you back to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you who just listened to the last incredible hour, we've got another one for you. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. For those of you that don't know who he is, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. But here's what I know. I get to work with some of the most incredible people. And I never thought in a million years in my life that I would have that experience. You just heard me with Michael Shane. For those of you that were not there for the last hour and you're here now, you get to hear an extraordinary teacher, somebody that has said so much in this world to help each of us move beyond our stuckness, our limitation. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, he has taken on some of the toughest challenges that we have as individuals. And I'm talking about Dr. Friedemann Schaub, award-winning author, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, founder of Cellular Wisdom, which is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He has helped thousands of people across the globe move beyond whatever challenges are. He's been doing this for 15. He has 15 years of extraordinary journey, which hopefully he'll talk a little bit about today because of today's topic. He's also somebody that knows about personal breakthrough and empowerment. He's designed a program that helps people do that. You know, mind-activating technologies such as NLP, energy psychology, medical hypnotherapy, timeline therapy. And he has an incredible background in medicine and science. Now, when you step into your life and you say yes to helping others, as Michael was talking about, the universe comes together and helps you integrate all of your gifts, all of your talents, to use them for a purpose better than yourself. That's what Dr. Friedemann Schaub is about. Today, we're going to talk about something interesting, you know, which Michael and I talked about the other day, fitting in versus standing out. Do we have a choice? Fitting in versus standing out. This is fun. On a day-to-day basis, how often do you need to conform or blend in? How often do you need to do that and outweigh your desire to express your authentic self? You know, so the question becomes, you know, what do we do on a day-to-day basis to play small? Do we show up as being little or playing small in a universe, in a world that wants us to come forth and step out and share our gifts in an amazing way? We're going to talk about the fear that we have of standing out, being criticized, being rejected, losing that connection to the tribe. And for all of us, what is it that keeps us small? And thanks to Dr. Friedemann Schaub, we don't have to do that anymore. Dr. Friedemann, thank you for joining us here today. What a great topic. I bet you can relate to this.
Well, you know, I can really relate to it because it's certainly something that feeling standing out was very uncomfortable for me for a long time. And partially it was, you know, like many of us had in their upbringing, the messages that we heard, you know, okay, if you are standing out, if you feel too good about yourself, then people think you're arrogant, people think you're full of yourself, so you better make yourself smaller and be humble. And all of those things certainly had also impact on me, and I was a little tested the other day when I actually received this award of the Independent Publisher Award 2012, which is really was very surprising, and it was a gold medal in psychology and mental health for the book The Fear and Anxiety Solution. And there was a part of me that really was right away feeling a little bit this, oh my God, you know, the standing out. And it was really interesting just to watch that these imprints, although, you know, they are not very strong, they are definitely something we just have to be mindful about, and we have to also work with on an ongoing basis to not make ourselves smaller and to really embrace, in this case, for example, what, you know, life brings us and embrace that what we can bring to life.
Well, you know, first of all, let me congratulate you on that award. You know, one of the things that I love is to see how the energies work, how they come together when we step up and do the things that we're called to do. It's kind of a tricky thing, you know, to really say, I'm going to step out on faith. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to write this book. You know, I'm going to do this book proposal. I'm going to, you know, find an agent. You know, you went through step by step by step by step, and it happened in such a beautiful way. Now, again, you've been recognized for, you know, the gold standard for awards for the book. But it's not just about the book. It's about your work. It's about 20 years of what you've been able to put together. And more importantly, it's also about your journey and what you walked away from because it wasn't yours to do. So let's talk about that for a little bit because, you know, part of this is being able to find the courage to do what feels right for us in this world, doesn't it?
Well, for sure. I mean, that's, you know, where this whole standing out plays a big role, and it certainly did play a big role for me because fitting in would have meant simply going the path that was laid out for me, the path of, you know, a cardiologist in a university clinic and eventually becoming some kind of a professor in cardiology and feeling very safe and secure in that path that was obviously completely wrong for me because I was deadly unhappy in it. But being able then to say, I want to step out and I want to stand out by doing something else wasn't that easy. And it certainly had some steps in between, such as, for example, going off into research first and from there then starting my own work. But it's interesting, like you mentioned, when we do have the courage and it's not even only courage, when we just feel that there is a necessity to listen to this inner calling that shows us it's not working, you need to really follow something else, somehow things fall in place. And there are, you know, just these unexpected supports showing up from the universe. And that, you know, case in point was also happening with this book award because I had no clue that this book was even entered into this competition. In fact, a friend emailed me and said, oh, congratulations, you just won this award. And I said, what? I have no idea that this was. So, you know, I don't know who put the book in. I don't know how it ended up in the hands of these, you know, judges, but it did. So something magical did happen in this regard. And I really can, not only in this example, but also in other examples, just tell you that when we do stand out, we are not alone. And I think that's one of the fears that we all have. Standing out means we are like in this lonely place where we have to fend for ourselves. And that's certainly the opposite of what I have experienced and what I see people that are having the courage that I'm working with to stand out, what they tell me they experience.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. I bet you don't know to this day who it was that nominated you. And, you know, it's interesting because this is part of how the universe works. We were trying to talk a little bit about this before. It's that, you know, you get to put one foot in front of the other in honor of your work. And sometimes we overthink things and we start to worry about things. And we're in this place where we're kind of feeling like, oh my gosh, I want it to happen, I want it to happen, I want it to happen. And yet, it that's our time. We spend so much time and energy on wanting something to happen, and all of our focus goes into the not happening. And
right.
That's why I love this story, because it is very different. It is something that's unusual. It is something that helps us understand how the universe conspires for our good, regardless of what we're doing. But we have to take that action. We have to take that action. For folks today, fitting in versus standing out, do we have a choice? Dr. Friedemann Schaub of Cellular Wisdom joining us here on the show. We're going to talk about the day-to-day planning and basis for things and what all of this means in the show today. If you have questions or comments for us during the show, question for Dr. Friedemann, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Each year, Access Consciousness founder Gary Douglas facilitates the Access Core classes, Foundation and Level 1.
Access is a set of tools, techniques, and I'd like to say it's a philosophy, but it's not. It's really more about a pragmatic system for functioning outside of a world that doesn't function for you. So if you know that you are one of those people that the world doesn't actually function in a way you like, then this may be exactly what you're looking for.
Doing a class with Gary, just one of the greatest gifts there is. It's like there's a level of caring and allowance in that man's universe like few people on the planet. There's a level of potency like few people on the planet. And there's a level of irreverence like no one you've ever met before. I say, how did we get so lucky?
Don't miss your chance to join Access Consciousness founder Gary Douglas as he facilitates the core classes, Foundation and Level 1, May 31st till June 3rd in Rome, Italy. Visit accessconsciousness.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, broadcasting today from the beautiful, what a beautiful cove this is, a beautiful bay. If you get a chance, go to Napili Cay and take a look at it, Napulikai Beach Resort. And I want to make sure all of you get lots of information about this, and you're going to be hearing us talk about our annual retreat here. It is one of the most beautiful places that I've been. It's different than most of the resorts on the island. You know, Napulikai is part of just a home style that a lot of the other resorts on the island absolutely have lost. You know, this is such a beautiful experience here, and I'm so thrilled to be able to do the show from here and to be able to connect with people like Dr. Freedom and Chubb. Today our show is all about fitting in versus standing out. Do we have a choice? Dr. Freedom and Chubb of Cellular Wisdom is joining us here today. You know, Dr. Friedman, let's talk about what people can do and why this is why this is really important to show up and express ourselves. What are the steps we can take?
Well, you know, I think that the question that basically this program is about is also, do we have a choice? And, well, naturally, you know, everybody knows, well, the answer should be that we do have a choice, although it may not always feel like it. And I think one of the reasons, talking to so many people about their feelings of being stuck in that fitting in role is that they haven't really thought about enough why they would want to actually stand out. And many people feel like standing out is unattainable because standing out means you have to be visible to a broad audience. You have to, you know, be an international known speaker. You have to be a movie star or whatever. And standing out doesn't mean this at all. Standing out really just means that you are standing up for who you are and you're expressing yourself with your words, with your actions, with whatever you bring to the world in simply the most authentic way. That's what standing out means. And it doesn't mean that you have to change your career or now become, again, visible by many. It just means like you're no longer lowering your size to fit in. And so what I recommend is for you to just think about the reasons why you would want to be more authentic, why you would want to stand out as your true self. And one of those reasons could be, for example, to look at how much energy it costs you to fit in. You know, most people don't really realize how exhausting it is to always suppress this natural urgency that we all have to actually be more expansive. I mean, even, you know, the cosmos is expanding as we speak. So it's like, you know, you look at the weeds in your garden, they are expanding, everything is expanding, but just we keep ourselves smaller. And so that energy to make ourselves small so that we can fit in is obviously extremely draining. And one of the reasons why people often feel so exhausted by life itself.
And, you know, one of the things I want to talk to you about this as well is, you know, there are times in our lives, Dr. Friedman, where we say we want to show up as fully expressed. We say we want to show up in a bigger way. We say that we want success, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yet our actions don't match up. And I would love for you to talk about that for a minute, because a lot of times we're walking around and we're thinking, oh, but I am at that place, Dr. Friedman. Oh, but I really am. But we're not able to match what we say with the actions and the behaviors.
Right. And I think that's where there is a certain kind of incongruency. You know, there is the desire, and then there is at the same time something deeper that often is on the subconscious, which I think is a very important aspect of any kind of finding your authenticity, that on a subconscious level, it seems still to be more safe and protective to not take action and not follow through and not do what you're about to do. And I want to, you know, encourage people. Later on in the show, we're going to talk more about it, that there are actually small, simple steps to take that will help your subconscious to realize that you can actually trust to stand out. You can trust to express yourself authentically, because there is something that you know, maybe still taking in from an imprint from the past that makes it so much more comfortable and familiar to just not say what you want to say or just not wear what you want to wear. And again, you can teach and redirect your mind and especially your subconscious to realize, I'm safe. I'm okay doing this. And that's, you know, one of those key things that I'm working on, you know, in my individual sessions with clients. But there are certainly also very simple steps you can take right off the bat.
Well, then let's talk about the steps, because I think this is part of the conversation that folks have. I mean, you know, we're at a place where we don't even know what we don't know. And I had this conversation yesterday, I believe it was, where, you know, for myself, I actually didn't know what I didn't know when I said yes to doing the radio. But there must have been something that I did know, or I wouldn't be here. But if I had to carve it out and craft it out and say, this is what happened, this is what I did, I don't know that I'd be able to do that, to tell that story. And, you know, interesting, as I'm writing my book, I'm going to have to tell that story. But there are steps and ways and things that you've developed. Let's talk about them.
Right. And so the first step, as I said, is the step to finding reasons why you want to stand out. Because, as I said several times on previous shows, that there are ways for us to change, but every change needs energy. And we need to generate and create the energy to change. You know, there's undirected change where life just takes you on a ride. And then there is guided, directed change where you feel actually more a choice. And that change requires you to actually feel that you have the fuel for this change to happen and follow through with. And that fuel ultimately is the motivation. It is that what's the meaning, the purpose behind whatever you want to change. So if you want to change from fitting in and blending in and ultimately being invisible to being the person that can stand on her or his own 2 feet and stand out, then you need to have motivation for you to be able to do this and follow through with this. And so finding, first of all, that what actually hurts you by blending in, the energy, the sense of maybe that feeling of being forgotten or this feeling of not being seen, that is actually a painful feeling when you really realize it. Realizing all the times where you do hold yourself back and recognizing how much that actually is a denial of yourself and how much that actually is nagging on you. When you're aware of that already, that gives you a motivation to make a change. And then you go into the opposite and you're looking for, what is this change for? What would being this authentic, standing out, visible self, what would that give me? And you can look into the freedom to just be who you are. You can look into being an inspiration for others. And you can also look into the idea that, what if that person who is your authentic self has something very important and unique to give that many people are waiting for, to be either taught by or to be inspired by or learned from? That's a really important aspect. You're not just standing out for yourself. This is not just self-indulgence. This is also for you stepping up as that instrument that you're meant to be here to make a change, to make a difference, to give your life some kind of a purpose. And that, once again, can be not necessarily, doesn't have to necessarily with writing a book or something grandiose. It can be something that you just know, I make in my life a difference by being the person who has a complete different energy and has an energy of courage to be his or herself. You know, I talked to a client the other day who was stepping up to stand out. And what she told me is that all of a sudden her husband was changing. And not that they even talked about what she is seeing differently or thinking differently. It was just simply her energy being more centered and grounded within herself and feeling just more that she could be herself around nobody, anybody, and around also her husband. And her husband, who was struggling with work and struggling with not getting a promotion and struggling with getting stuck, got more and more stressed prior to her changes. And as she was feeling more calm and centered and feeling more her authentic self, he became more open and he became more calm. It's almost like he entrained into her energy. And all of a sudden, a person came to him and said, you know, I think I would like to work with you. It was a person from his company. And all of a sudden, her husband got excited, and he said, wow, this would be so wonderful if I could work with this guy. That's really exactly the energy I want to work with. That's also the field I want to be in. But it never going to happen. Well, 2 weeks later, his boss came to him and said, by the way, how about if you would change your department and work with this guy? And now, all of a sudden, you know, everything that seemed to be stuck for years seems to open up for him, and he has finally the job that he wants. And that's not because he worked on himself. This is about her really making a difference in her family and making a difference for her husband by being her authentic self. And that's really wonderful to watch how whatever you do to stand out will ripple out into the world and into your life.
You know, this is really a really wonderful conversation and a very timely place. And what I mean by that is that, you know, for so many people, we feel sometimes like we're running around in circles. And what you just described is so helpful in letting us understand the many, many ways that things get done, that we live our dreams. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is here, fitting in versus standing out. Do we have a choice? We're going to talk about some of those other steps when we come back. For more information about Dr. Friedemann or to get a copy of his book, go to the fearandanxietysolution.com, fearandanxietysolution.com. If you want to schedule a free phone consultation with him, he has a toll-free number, 866-903-6463, 866-903-6463. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what that next step is. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, I'm Vladimir Gerasichev, the creator of the Keep Your Word Project. When we talk about making improvements in our life, we tend to think we have to change something, and as a result, we sometimes feel stuck. The first rule of Keep Your Word is that it's not about change. First, change automatically focuses on past behavior, and you cannot change the past. Second, you don't want just to throw out everything you already have. Think of it this way. You have what you have in life thanks to who you are. At the same time, you don't have in your life what you don't have also because of who you are. So stop focusing on changing yourself. Focus on creating something new. It gives you the opportunity to declare a promise and to create new results by keeping your word. Go to my website at keepyourword.com or download my free iPhone app to help you start creating something new today. Keeping your word every day can change your life forever.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, broadcasting from the beautiful, beautiful Napilikai Beach Resort on Maui. And I want to just tell everybody the theme for this resort is Discover the Unhurried Way of Life. Discover the Unhurried Way of Life. Yes, indeed. And this is really an interesting conversation to have because Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today, and we're talking about, you know, what does it mean to be faced with how we show up on a day-to-day basis, whether we blend in or if we're willing to step up and express our authentic selves. And a lot of times, Dr. Friedemann, we have the idea that if we express ourselves authentically, that what will happen to us will cause more stress. And I love the theme of Napilikai, the resort, you know, the unhurried way of life, because it busts through the myth that we have to hurry around, be busy, work 40 hours, you know, 20 hours a day in order to have that life that we're talking about today. But yet, that is a myth. And I wanted you to talk for a little bit about the next step. What is it that we know? What can we do so we can become fully expressed?
Well, you know, I think the short answer is don't hurry. So there is definitely the unhurried way of standing out as well, because many people find stress behind this journey of authenticity and self-actualization. And they feel that, okay, now I decided to do this. No, I need to do it right, and I need to be made perfect. And I think there is just also something about the realization that self-actualization, the expansion of self, is like a growing process, and we cannot rush or make shortcuts in this growing process. We have to really go about it at its own pace. We just have to be more consistent rather than doing little pushes and then forgetting about it again and then pushing again. That doesn't really lead to a sustainable platform or a foundation that allows you to hold this authentic self and stand on it. So first of all, notice how you do hold yourself back and how you do have the sense of fitting in. And these are little things, you know, you notice yourself in that. And it may be that you don't allow yourself to dress colorfully because you feel like, well, you know, the other people are all in black, so I should also wear just black. Or maybe you feel like that in relationships, you always take the same role, you know, this role of the listener or the role of the party, you know, the life of the party, and you don't really feel that you can be real. You know, maybe you don't have a good day, and maybe you want to talk about it, or maybe you don't feel like telling jokes but want to be more serious, but because you feel like that's where I blend in the best, that's what fits into the expectations of others, that's what I need to do. So just be aware of that, or when you don't really speak up, even with the people that are the closest to you. You know, how often are we in relationships and we are becoming more and more strangers because we are not really saying what's on our mind because we are afraid of, well, they don't want to hear our vulnerabilities or our problems. They don't want to burden them. We make a lot of excuses that allow us to simply become more invisible, to fit in. Also notice when there is a desire for you to reach out and you hold yourself back. You know, you want to call somebody, but then you think, oh, I'm just going to bother this person. You know, maybe I'm going to do it another time. All of those examples are energy drains, and also you can feel it when you really think about it, how you contract and how you become smaller as you're doing it. And now one other, I think, really important aspect of making yourself smaller is making other people small. You know, when we become uncomfortable with other people standing out, when we are judging them for doing something that's, you know, visible and that may be outrageous or maybe really an expression of who they are, if we go there into the negativity, we basically reinforce that we have to all fit in order to be okay. And so just notice also how often you may do that and how often you may not cheer for those who had that courage and that desire to stand out. And if you really already start with these little points of awareness and then one by one make choices on a daily basis to turn those around, you are making already a dramatic shift within yourself.
You know, part of this is looking at what that means for us and, you know, and how that feels. And I want to talk a little bit about how we know whether we're showing up authentically and fully expressed versus when we're not. You know, let's talk about what it looks like, what it feels like in our lives when we show up, you know, different than our authentic selves. What are the behaviors like? You know, what are some of the situations that we create by showing up like that?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that's pretty much where you feel then contracted and smaller, and these examples I just gave are certainly when you really tap into it, these are these examples where you don't show up on a day-to-day basis, when you don't really any form of expression that you are denying yourself is a form of not showing up. You know, it's a very interesting process to really know what is my authentic self and what is something that I think I should be doing, but, you know, maybe I'm not allowing myself to do. There is a difference. There is a difference in your emotions with it. And that's why I think it's so important that you take time also with finding more out what is this inspiration. You know, what feels like, oh, there is a little nudging inside of me. I'm feeling inspired to do this. I'm feeling inspired to maybe, you know, start just jotting some notes down and writing something. Or I'm feeling inspired to do something different and meet somebody that I haven't talked to for a long time. There is an inspiration. And then sometimes there is this forcing where we feel like, oh, I should come up with a book idea. Oh, I have to, you know, do something really big because now I have to stand out, where it comes more from the head and you feel more there is a as I said, a forcing energy to it than feeling that's, you know, a desire, an inspiration. It's a fine difference, but I think you understand what I mean. And you're just going to listen to that and you just follow. And sometimes you may go in the direction that's not feeling any longer authentic. It doesn't feel right. And then you just make adjustments and course corrections and bring yourself back. It's not a straight line. But it's also a fun journey. You know, I think this showing up and standing up can really just be also an enjoyable discovery where you ask yourself, what haven't I allowed myself to do? You know, where
right.
haven't I really stood out? And just this question in itself can bring
right.
you some surprising but exciting answers.
You know, it's really interesting we're talking about this because, you know, I'm here in Hawaii at the beautiful, you know, Napili Kai Resort. And, you know, I'm here invitation of Michael Shane to participate in a series of events. And, you know, there was a point in time where I agonized and went back and forth about this and almost didn't come. And, you know, looking back, I don't remember exactly what was going on with me at that time, but it's clearly in line with what you're talking about today, because it is so subtle sometimes, Dr. Friedman, about the things that show up that will hold us back. You know, I think you and I have talked about many, many things that happen that are so obvious to us, right? That show up, not having enough money, you know, being sick, chronic illness. We've talked about that. But there are subtleties to being stuck that we haven't talked about until today in this conversation. Do you see what I mean? There are subtleties that sometimes we can't pinpoint.
Right.
So one of the things that I wanted to, you know, be able to chat with you about when we come back from break is how we can break through. For those of you that are listening to the show, if you have not gotten a copy of Dr. Friedman Child's book, you know, please go check it out. Go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. For those of you that would love to get some help for the rest of your life, 866-903-6400. 63. It's free telephone conversation. You can also go to cellularwisdom.com to find out all about his work, upcoming events, webinars, all of the things that he is contributing and doing to help us live the lives that we truly want to live. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Dr. Friedman Child.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Are you overwhelmed by fear and anxiety? Does insecurity interfere with your daily life? Dr. Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, can help you to finally break through these challenging emotions. Dr. Bernie Siegel raves, this book can help you to abandon your past and achieve your potential. Dr. Christine Northup writes, The Fear and Anxiety Solution is beautifully written and loaded with the truth that can free you from the adverse effects of fear and anxiety. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Welcome back. Wow. Dr. Friedemann Schaub and I were just going at it during the break. Oh, my gosh. That was so good. And we're going to share that with you. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, as I said before, is the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Also, you can go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com, or you can go to cellularwisdom.com. For those of you out there that are not sure where to even begin, you can call him at 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463 for a free consultation. So you don't have to know where to begin or how to start except by giving him a call and scheduling a chat. You know, Dr. Friedemann, we've talked about a lot of things here today, but, you know, this kind of can all come together in the ultimate, you know, the ultimate effect of what happens over time when we don't express ourselves, not just today, but when we accumulate years of not expressing ourselves. What's the impact?
Well, the impact is certainly that we are building a structure, a reality that doesn't necessarily represent the truth, but it's something that we are more and more believing in. It's almost like you're building little pieces of a wall, and that wall becomes more and more that what you eventually live in and what you can see. And I'm always talking about the comfort zone, you know, this comfort zone that is the illusion of being safe. So if you are feeling the comfort zone of fitting in is right now what makes you safer or feel more accepted, what you have to be mindful about is that this comfort zone may become smaller and smaller and smaller, because maybe you have a moment where you slip up and you stand out. And maybe in that moment you feel like, oh, wow, the people didn't really like it. And then you feel like, oh, no, I have to really backtrack and make myself even smaller than before. I have to even blend in better than before. And in that moment, you may feel that that comfort zone actually has shrunk. And it's not a sustainable place to be. You know, it's one of those things that basically holds us back, this overriding fear of what other people are thinking and giving so much attention to that, not realizing that we are all sitting in the same boat. You know, if we all had little bubbles coming out of our head, it would say, I wonder what the other person is thinking. And since we are only thinking about what other people are thinking, we are not realizing that we're all thinking the same. So what we really need to do is just to step up, and by stepping up and standing out, making others aware of, hey, it's actually okay to think for yourself. It's okay to just wonder what you want to be, versus wondering what other people want to be. Realizing that everybody wants it, but somebody needs to step up and do it. You can see this in your circle of influence. You can see this in your family. Just surprise yourself by being the person who gives herself or himself a voice and says something maybe that you disagree with or have an opinion about, or challenge yourself to be noticed and really tell a joke that you would never dare in the past to do. Or, as I said before, reach up. Reach out and connect, even to strangers. You know, you're in line and you are, you know, in the store and just there's a person behind you. Start chatting. Make eye contact. Just try any form of self-expression to realize it's safe. You know, we talked in the break about your studies on trust, and I think And you mentioned that people usually do trust, but I also feel that people don't necessarily trust themselves. So building trust is really important. Trusting that you can stand out, express yourself, be authentic, and that actually you are not only experiencing that the world didn't stop turning and there are no holes opening up that swallow you up, but that you actually, by doing so, have a positive effect and influence on the world. That's really what can be a daily little challenge and daily little task for anyone right now.
I think that what we're talking about is so important, you know, given some of the changes, some of the shifts that are happening in the world. I mean, you know, what you've done is so beautiful and so brilliant. I mean, I can't congratulate you enough on how your book and your work is being acknowledged. This is something that did not happen overnight. And, you know, you and I have talked about some of the decisions you've had to make in your life that went completely against the grain so that you could fully express yourself. Had you not made those decisions, you would not be talking to me today. There wouldn't be no book. There would be no book on the fear and anxiety solution. And this part of your life would not have existed. So you had to actually implement the things that we're talking about today. You had to implement them for yourself in your life. Otherwise, this wouldn't be the life that you would be living right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it helps to be German and also, you know, a trained scientist to really backtrack and realize where did I stumble, what did I need to figure out on my own, what worked, what didn't work, so that I could actually put it together and help now people to, you know, follow, if they really feel this desire, that path to their authentic self. And as I said, I mean, there are things that we do have to work on trial and error, because it's something that is an inner navigation, and it does take courage and strength to be open and honest and show up in this way to the world. But I also really feel like that as we do this more and more and we're feeling more in alignment with our strengths and our inner light and that what we have to share, we really are able to create a much more fulfilling experience in life than we can even imagine. And that's certainly something I can share from my own experience.
Well, I think this is really, you know, part of the conversation that you and I get to have so often is that, you know, we're not showing up here and talking with all of the amazing listeners we have from some textbook knowledge that we've received. Not that we haven't read a lot of things about life and about work and, you know, not that you're not completely fully studied about and training. The amount of hours of training that you and I have had, you know, all contribute. But in the end, you have to show up. You have to suit up. You have to show up. And sometimes you and I end up having to shut up, if you can even imagine that. Thank you for joining me here today, Dr. Friedman. One last question. What would you like to leave us with today?
Well, you know, I think I have to just quickly tie into what you said about, you know, textbook knowledge and studies and so on. And I completely agree, because everybody is really their own test subject. There is no study that has been written about you, and everything that may, you know, be told to you, this is how, you know, people are and this is how the mind works. It's all that you can test yourself with. It's all that you can tap in, plug in, and find out, how big can I be? What is my size that really honors me? What is that contribution that I'm here to make? And just really trust as you follow that calling. And maybe today you really heard that calling, not only from us, but really internally. As you follow the calling, you will find the way to just do that. And I think it's a very, very exciting journey to start.
I love it. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everyone joining us here today. Check out his work. Sign up for his webinars. Please get a copy of his book. Go to thefearandanxietysolution.com, or you can go to cellularwisdom.com. Thank you, Dr. Friedemann, for a great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Aloha.
Aloha. And Benny, thank you so much. Tomorrow, everyone, we've got a great lineup for you as well. As I mentioned, Christine Upchurch will be in the house, Mary Jane Mack in the house. And this is all about assisting in your journey to live the life that you want. Mahalo. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.